Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Scott T., Mason Dixon, Laura Russin, and of course Amanda Jones here in the studio, and the one and only Tina Goodrich on the phone. It's been a couple weeks since we've seen her, but we at least get you on the phone. So good morning to you, Tina.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yes, I hope since you couldn't make it in, you're busy selling a house.
Right. Generally, if I can't make it into the radio studio, it's either I'm sick, which I do have a little bit of cold. You might be able to tell on my sinuses. But or I am out showing real estate, and real estate is starting to take off this spring. So, yes, I am out showing property.
All right. Well, nice. Well, at least you're not back at the shop washing underwear. I think selling real estate would be more fun.
No, I have girls that wash for me.
Rob's underwear.
Yeah, we have Rosa and Sabina at the laundromat, and they do our wash, dry, and fold.
The other day I went in and dropped off some laundry. It was like on a Saturday, I think. It was a really beautiful day, or maybe whatever day. It really doesn't matter. And Cheyenne was in there, and it was the most beautiful day ever. There was nobody in the laundromat. I bring this the basket in. She goes, "You're going to make me do laundry on a day like today?" and I didn't think about it until I left. And I'm like, man, I sure hope she's not doing that, because I don't want someone I know washing my underwear.
No, Cheyenne didn't do your laundry either.
Okay,
and
good.
That got pushed to the back. And
not that there's anything wrong with them, it just is weird.
No, it gets lined up for the girls when they come in. We know which laundry comes first in order to get it done for, you know, whoever's in lineup.
Now, do the
there could be somebody before you.
Do the girls know, without looking at the tag, like the name, do they know whose laundry they're doing just based on?
Yeah, when you bring the same 30 pair of underwear in every month.
It's like, oh, these
they
are,
know
they're
exactly
know.
Whose laundry. So when Rob's laundry comes in, they
don't
go,
even have to look.
It's Rob Burt's laundry.
Hey, it's funny. Hey, do you do anything for VIP birthdays?
VIP birthdays?
Yeah, of your clients. You're
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. If you come in on your birthday, we generally have something, you know, that we'd like to, you know, either give or do for you if, you know, you come in and we know it's your birthday.
It's Rob's birthday.
Get in there, Rob.
Yes.
Yeah, we celebrating Rob Dog's.
I'd like to know what it is first.
We're celebrating Rob's birthday, so
it's your new underwear.
You need this.
Just don't give me tighty whities. I don't wear those.
You need your underwear cleaned?
I wear sports underwear that keep things snug. So when for another 25 years, they're not hanging to the knees. You know what I mean?
How about that real estate?
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Let's clean it up for real estate.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, Laura.
Have you ever seen Bad Grandpa when he's sitting on the bench?
Stop!
I'm sorry. All right. Tina wants to talk about flipping houses today. And obviously those are pretty big and hard to flip, but we're doing it anyways.
Well, flipping houses just so happen, you know, I'm showing a property today where this buyer is looking at flipping houses. And we've been talking back and forth about, you know, getting into this market because it is such a strong seller's market. There's just not a lot to pick from. You know, I mean, I looked all over Van Buren County, and there's only a handful that are under 200,000. And not that you can't flip above that, but, you know, generally, you know, you want it to be a reasonable price so you can buy it. Pay cash if you can, and then you know, put some work into the home and in order to flip it. And I thought it was interesting, you know, at the larger numbers, if you're looking at something, because there's not a lot to look at if you're getting in this flipping houses, the larger dollar amount, the larger the return. So instead of maybe buying something for $100,000 and putting 20 into it and then turn around and selling it for $200,000, you know, you are making some money on it, but those houses are far and in between now.
How much are you going to pay in capital gains on that?
Well, I was going to talk about that. If you were to get into the house flipping, if you own a house for a minimum of 2 years and then you flip it, there is no capital gains.
Oh, that's nice.
So you got to, you know, own it for 2 years,
for those people out there that are slow and inefficient, that works out well for them.
No. Well, really, you know, I mean, it used to be, yeah, you want to get in there and try to flip it as fast as you can and get your money back. But those who are more into the, you know, the not paying capital gains for flipping houses, you know, you get a house. This would be good for like the millennials. You know, they're the ones who are looking at homes and investing right now, that age of 30 to 40 years old, are the buyers. They're 60% of the buyers today.
Now, Tina, I have a question about the capital gains. So if you lived in a house for 2 years and then you moved to a different house, can you still sell the first house and get that benefit? Okay, you don't have to still be living there as you're selling it.
No, no.
Cool.
So as long as you own it for a minimum of 2 years, then you can avoid the capital gains.
And of course, with 2 years of ownership, though, when it comes down to now, let's say you could have flipped and got rid of it in 6 months, but you keep it for 2 years for the capital gains, so you don't have to pay that taxes. But during that whole time, if you still have another house, you're still going to be paying property taxes, the mortgage if there is one. You're going to be paying for utilities. You can't just turn everything off. So that could...
It's all part of the game.
Yeah, balance itself out. You could make more getting rid of it right away or the capital gains. But probably, you know, when you're looking at $200,000 houses, you'd probably wipe out, you know, that capital gains savings after 2 years just by paying for another year and a half all those bills.
Right. Well, you got to be smart about, you know, about it. And again, it is a seller's market, which is really tough to find something, you know, at a lower price to be able to flip. So more of the you're going to have to come up in the numbers now because the houses are, you know, less available, less inventory and more money.
Yeah. Have you ever flipped a house?
Have I flipped a house? Yeah. Not in that short term flipping. No, I've always been more of a long-term investor of holding on to something longer. But there are contractors and maybe the millennials, like I said, this is a good way to get into the housing market is buy a home that needs to, some repairs, fixing up and live in it for a couple of years, flip it, and you take that money and go to the next one.
Yeah, okay.
And then within 10 years, you might have flipped, you know, maybe three or four homes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the money or the capital to be able to get into the house that you really like.
Sure.
And, you know, by the time you're 50, you have the house that you want.
Or you're still running. But I need to take a break. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Mason Dixon here with Tina Goodrich from Let's Talk Real Estate. Tina, what do you want to tell our listeners?
I wanted to share
that
I've been
a realtor for Jakeway Realtors for 19 years.
And that I've been on
the radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
And that I
served the Lakeshore from New Buffalo to Highland, Michigan, including St. Joe and South Haven.
Hey, Mason.
Gotta go.
You can reach me at 269-759-1076 or look me up, listwithtina.net.
Good morning. My name is Redfella. Rob said I could finally come back to the studio after a very tragic incident. I am now the podcast's official narrator. You can hear all of us on the show wherever you like to podcast, and if you would like to hear more about the House of David, which we talk about a lot, check out the House of David podcast in all those same locations.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. Mason Dixon, Scott T, Amanda Jones here in the studio along with Laura Russin and Tina Goodrich on the phone. We're talking about flipping houses, and I'm not exactly, we talked about capital gains and all
right,
that good stuff.
That's part of flipping houses is you know, you got to pay capital gains if you plan on doing the flipping, you know, one right after the other. Some
if within 2 years,
there, flip a house within a year, and then they're on to the next one.
I bet you there's some that do it with like within a month that can see there's a house that I can buy real low, don't have to do hardly anything to it other than clean it up a little bit and,
do some
and make
painting.
A good prop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That's the way it used to be. You know, I mean, back in the day, you could buy these homes for under $100,000 and put some of your own ingenuity and work into it, a few bucks, and then flip it.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we all know
mowing the lawn makes a huge difference.
It's gone.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Just cleaning up landscaping around a property could make a huge difference. On flipping it.
No.
But, you know, when you're flipping it, you really want to look at all of the angles, you know. Do you need a new roof? Do I need a new septic?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, because you're looking at
windows.
Lumber, which I know lumber is still really, really expensive. So,
yes.
You know, have we seen a little downturn in flipping houses with kind of the economy the way it's been the last 3 years?
Well, that's just that there's not a lot of inventory to be able to do that with. So now for those contractors who are coming in and looking at houses to flip, it's a bigger dollar, you know, but the outcome of it on the other end is a bigger outcome. So again, you might have to invest in something for, you know, more like the $300,000 to $400,000, and it may need $100,000 worth of work, and you own it for 2 years, and then you turn around and sell it for maybe between the $600,000 and $800,000. You've made a nice little profit there, enough to go on to the next house with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, now what about people that might be flipping three or four houses at the same time? I'm sure there's got to be some bigger outfits doing that.
Yeah, I see more of the contractors, builders who have the knowledge, you know, and the capital funds to be able to, you know, buy a piece of property for cash would be the best, and you're not dealing with the bank. And then to be able to put your own time and effort, which is not going to cost you anything if you're a builder. And then, you know, your only out-of-pocket expense on, you know, what you got to do to the home.
Yeah.
But having a good realtor in your pocket when you're doing this really helps, because that realtor is not only going to find you the perfect house to be able to flip, they're also going to have the knowledge of the outcome of the home once it's done. Like, if you invest in this one because of the location, in 2 years, it will be worth this much. So having a good realtor in your pocket when you're looking for the investment in the flips is crucial.
Anybody guys got a question for Tina? No, they just all look at each other.
No, nobody's ready to invest.
No, I have always wanted to flip houses, but I do feel everything's so expensive now.
Well, I'm telling you, one good one is that 121. The 121 66th Street, the farmette on 5 acres, and get tons of action. We did get an offer on it. There's been some negotiation on it. But that home is a prime example. I mean, that one's $155,000 on 5 acres. Mm-hmm. It's a farmette. It does need some, you know, it does need some money put in it. It needs a builder to get in there and revamp the place. But once it was completely done, that home could be well worth $300,000 to $350,000.
Wow. Right.
Depending on what you put on it.
That
so
sounds
if you
like
got
a good
it for
price.
$150,000 and you put, like, let's say you put $50,000 into it. That'd be a, you know, pretty good number. If you put $50,000 into that farmette, it would go a long way.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you turn around and sell it for $300,000, $325,000 to include all your fees, you've made $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that money, that $100,000, is going to go towards the next venture. And you do this throughout the next 5 to 10 years if, you know, if you've got the capital, or let's say maybe you get an investor involved. There are investors out there that would get involved in flipping houses as long as they got a piece of the pie too. And then, of course, then you go on to the next one. And,
Or you leave the country with that with $100,000 and you're a millionaire somewhere else.
Yeah, $100,000 just doesn't get you very far.
No.
Well, in Mexico, you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
But what about
$100,000 is the new millionaire, is the new million here.
And in our United States standards. But like I said, you can go there. So with $100,000, there's a lot of countries you can go to and live like a king.
I've got a question now.
Oh, definitely. But who wants to do that? Everybody wants to live in the United States. Have you noticed?
Right. Well,
I have.
noticed.
Don't get them started.
Isn't that reason to leave?
Yeah. So I do have a question. So okay. 5 acres has one house on it. How many times can you split that 5 acres to build other homes?
That one would have to probably go for a variance if you wanted to do something in the back. You have to have enough road frontage to be able to split property and to put another home on the back.
This hardly any.
This particular property doesn't have enough road frontage because you got to be able to have a drive that goes to the other part. And so there's a minimum of like 320 road frontage you got to have to be able to split property.
But say it was, you could probably split them into quarter acres, right? Into quarter acre parcels?
I don't know if you could. You know, like I said, you might have to get a variance to be able to go into the county or to the township and say, you know, look, I want to split these in the back. Can you come and look? And they'd look at their,
What is common for someone to split a property into? If they were doing like a subdivision, how big are those lots?
Well, they could be as little as a quarter acre. You know, that's a general rule of thumb is a quarter acre for a building, a house, garage, driveway, you know, is a quarter acre.
Yeah.
Like the South Haven Golf Course, that would have been great for a subdivision. You had all the room that you needed to spread out and do, you know, housing. And that's, of course, now owned by the South Haven Domes, and they're doing their own little venture there.
Pretentious bubbles. Sorry,
I
shouldn't have said that.
I haven't been out there yet to see it yet, but I do look forward to going out and taking a look at her place.
Oh, I wonder if any locals go out and stay out there on a weekend.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I know
just
she's been having some events. The South Haven Domes, they've been bringing in like the cooks and doing different events where you can buy tickets. And
they got some of the tractor trailer. What do you call them?
Containers.
The containers, and they have them stacked.
Right.
And they're going to be doing like arts and craft fairs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I haven't even been there. Have you been there?
Yeah.
I've just seen it online.
I need to take a break. Okay. We'll be back in a minute on Robert's Boondock Show. This is Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out trussinbirdband.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's trussinbirdband.com. TRUSINBYRDBand.com.
If you love history, and I know you do, you can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films or go to HODfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on HODfilm.com.
Hi there, this is Scott T, and we need your help to grow our podcast by tricking the algorithm and getting the show to a wider audience. Here's how you do it. Go to wherever you like the podcast and search for Rob Bird's Moondog Show. It could be Apple iTunes, Spotify, or you can go to our host, podbean.com. Then start downloading. Download all the episodes, and if you have nothing else to do, trash them and do it again. And if you are so inclined, become a subscriber for free. Yeah, that's for free. All of us at Rob Bird's Moondog Show, thank you for your support in helping us use the system.
Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Boondog Show. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. Our last segment of the show. It's happening fast. What a good show we've had so far.
It goes by so quick.
Scott T, Amanda Jones, Laura Russin, and Mason Dixon here in the studio. Yes.
I was just telling Miss Laura there that this is our fourth year with Let's Talk Real Estate.
Good.
Can you believe it?
God, no.
Isn't it? It goes
I
fast.
I put up with you for 4 years.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
And, yeah. Well, that's actually probably more of the amazing part.
Oh, that she put up with you.
Yes. I think I'm the longest running client.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are certainly the best real estate show in South Haven.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm the only one.
Yeah, well.
Well.
With that being said, we're still talking about flipping houses.
The only one that's needed.
Right.
That's right.
Yes, the important one.
Yes, we will hunt down any competition we get and strike them down. Huh, Mason Dixon?
Yep. So, Tina Goodrich, do you have any horror stories of somebody who intended to flip a house and then ended up getting stuck with it or lost a whole bunch of money on it?
I have not had any of those because, you know, of course, our real estate market has always been positive. So I don't see too much of, you know, somebody getting something and then even within a year's time, a short period of time, of making a profit on it. Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't do anything but clean up the yard and then you turn around and sold it the next year or two, mm-hmm. you are still going to make a profit on it.
Yeah. You'll make a lot more money on green grass than brown.
The only way you will not make a profit is if you don't get into this game. If you don't get into real estate at some point in your life, you know, then you will never own real estate, obviously. But you can't get into owning and flipping real estate if you don't take the gamble. Right. You know, you got to put yourself out there and be fearless. You know, and yes, I can do this. You know, I can flip a house. I can go in there and clean it up. You know, it could be, I mean, I've had a vision on several places. A lot of times, like, I get Goody on board with that. But again, if you don't take a risk on real estate and buying something, then you'll never own any of it. So you got to get in the fire. You got to get in the ring of fire to make some of the profits that are involved in real estate. It's one of the best investments that you can get into in a short term. Some of these properties are being valued at $100,000, like we talked about, just having a short term rental pass. Just having that permit can gain $100,000 for you.
Sure.
You know, so some of the properties now for short-term rentals are falling on the outskirts of South Haven. Now they're going into South Haven Township. There's a lot of great properties in the township.
Yeah.
Doctors Row. Covert
Township, too.
Covert. You know, there's a lot of property, beautiful land just on the north side, west side of Covert, which is, you know, over towards going towards Lake Michigan, that is untouched land, and every now and then something comes up for sale in that area, and it's for sale.
And in response to a Mason, I'm sure in the history of flipping houses, somebody made a bad decision and lost the house, or maybe they did it with their girlfriend or boyfriend or husband and they split up, or, you know, I'm sure in the history of flipping, something bad has happened, but you know, but I really haven't heard many of those horror stories.
Like I said, you really need a good realtor. You know, get a realtor in your pocket so that they can start watching the market for you. Because it being a seller's market, things are selling the first day they hit the market because there's other buyers also that are right there waiting. So get a good realtor. She'll start, or he will start, sending you listings in your email. And then you see something that the realtor says, hey, you need to take a look at this one.
Yeah. And most realtors are trying to get that house sold before it even hits the market.
Right. That's a key. Or like I said, you know, the first few days, you know, this property goes under contract. And you got to be ready. So if you don't have the cash, then get your pre-approval or your underwriter to pre-approve you for a note, so that you know when that house comes up on the market that you're ready to go. And then that's when the ball starts rolling. And the ideas and the vision. You got to have a vision on what you can do with this house and what you're going to put into it. So it's good to maybe have a builder or a contractor in your pocket so that he can meet you at the property at the same time.
And Tina,
and then you start going over those numbers of what it's going to take to put into the home.
That's a good idea.
And then you got your realtor. Okay, so if I'm going to put $50,000 into 12166th Street, what can I get back out of it?
Yeah, because you got to be like the Antiques Roadshow people, like, because they're people that come in thinking that they're going to make $600,000 on it in another year, and you got to tell them it might be only worth $300,000. That's probably disappointing to them.
Right. And that's, but it's good to have that knowledge. So you need to have your players in your pocket, which would be a builder, definitely a realtor, so that they can keep an eye on the market for you, because we are in a tight market and we are going into a very tight market, which is much stronger for the sellers and for the seller to get their top dollar.
Mm-hmm.
The spring market's always the best. It's the best time to sell. It's when the buyers are looking, and it's good for both parties.
Spring fever.
Buyer.
Spring
fever.
He's
ready.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of them are cash buyers. You'd be surprised how many cash buyers we have in this area.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, even up to $500,000. I'll pay cash.
Okay. Tina, 30 seconds.
Okay, so if you have any questions about flipping houses, please give me a call or go look at that 121 66th Street. There's still time. tgoodrich@jakewayrealtors.com is my email. And List with Tina and Let's Talk Real Estate, you can find me on social media.
Right on. Mason Dixon, get us out of here.
All right, thanks y'all for listening to this show. If you want to go back and listen to this one or the last five ones, go to moondogshow.com. Go to moondogpro.net to hire Rob Dog as your video production person. Trussinbirdband.com for old music done by Rob Bird and Tom Trussin.
Did you say old music?
Yeah, because you guys haven't made new music lately.
Yeah, and there Laura's is. Here. It's just not released.
I said that because Laura's here and she's going to get things moving again with the Trussin Bird Band.
Right. List with Florida.
listwithtina.net for your the best real estate website in town. HODfilm.com for House of David Life Everlasting and the Bearded Boys of Baseball, House of David documentaries, and Monster Moon Creations on Instagram and Etsy. Want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Goodies Wash and Go, and Pure Salon and Spa.
Yeah.
And, of course, our favorite organizations, Drawing Children Into Reading, their DCIR.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County. Don't forget about me. That's RacinMason.com. And we all going to howl at the Moondog on a count of three for a big birthday howl. Here we go.
Birthday.
One, two, three.
Howl at
the Moondog.
If you love history, and I know you do, you can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films, or go to HODfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on HODfilm.com.
Good morning. My name is Redfella. Rob said I could finally come back to the studio after a very tragic incident. I am now the podcast's official narrator. You can hear all of us on the show wherever you like to podcast, and if you would like to hear more about the House of David, which we talk about a lot, check out the House of David podcast in all those same locations.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show is a subsidiary of Moondog Productions and a part of the Moondog Radio Network. Copyright 2024.